Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tiffany Starr. I don't think that's usually a tongue twister, but good morning to you, Tiffany.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and we'll get my tongue going straight because we want to talk about the Alzheimer's Association local groups that are now being formed. So I understand there's two new ones in the area that are just now in the forming process and getting started. Let's talk about the Atlantic one, where and what time and when.
Well, there's going to be an Atlantic support group that is starting. They actually already started this month in April. It was the first month after the pandemic that we were able to get back in person. And the support group for caregivers will be meeting at the YMCA there in town the third Tuesday of the month, beginning at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So we're real excited to be able to bring that to the Atlantic area. I know I've had a lot of people call and tell me that there's definitely a need, and there's a need for support groups and support services out there.
Great. And then our neighbor, fairly close by, you have one going in Harlan also.
We do, yes. They're starting next week. They meet the fourth Tuesday of every month at 11 o'clock, and they're meeting at a cute little coffee shop in Harlan. It's called The Grounds.
Okay. Have your coffee and have a visit, too. So
that's right.
So what goes on? You know, I know that there have been Alzheimer's Association meetings in the past, local support groups, but not, you know, as you say, not for a little while. But there are new people. What happens when you come in the door to attend a meeting?
That's a great question. I actually used to be a support group facilitator, so I can definitely talk about what happens. Basically, when our caregivers come in, it's a very open, it's a very safe, it's a very inviting environment. You know, we have our attendees obviously introduce themselves, kind of talk about, you know, what their struggles are, what their frustrations are, and it's a really good opportunity for everybody to share and commiserate, and most importantly, realize that they're not alone in this journey. This is a horrible, difficult time in somebody's life, and when you're in the middle of that, you feel like you're the only one. And so these support group opportunities really give others that chance to kind of bond together and be a support system for each other. You know, in the state of Iowa right now, there's over 66,000 people with dementia that are diagnosed. And that's not even counting the ones that are undiagnosed. And so from those 66,000 people, there's over 75,000 caregivers. And a lot of them are doing it on their own, so they definitely need a place to go and get that type of support.
It's an everyday job for most people. You can't just go, well, I'll go take a few days off.
No, unfortunately you can't unless you have a really good support system, families, neighbors, because it does take a lot of folks to care for somebody that does have a dementia or an Alzheimer's disease.
Okay, so people are getting acquainted, asking questions, telling about their situations. What else do you see people doing?
You know, sometimes there'll be educations that are brought in to the support group, so they'll be talking about different topics, maybe a legal and financial topic, or how to have more deep conversations with other family members. You know, they might want to talk to an hospice organization or a home health organization, so the support groups can kind of talk together and see what kind of resources they want to learn more about, and then we'll go out in the community and bring them in. So it can be a really good learning opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm guessing, especially if this is really at the beginning stage for people, they probably don't even have any idea of what the resources are.
There's not. And one of the biggest resources that the Alzheimer's Association offers mm-hmm. is a helpline that is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I mean, even Christmas Day. And people can call that. It can be at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they can, you know, as an example, you know, my loved one has just left the house, and I can't get him to come back in. What do I do? And so on the other line of that helpline is trained clinicians that can really give good hands-on, you know, suggestions and tactics to help with whatever situation's happening. And for your listeners out there, that number for the helpline is 1-800-272-3900. Like I said, it's an amazing resource and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And I'm guessing there's a lot of printed information there also.
they can also get you information there, but the support groups will also have some general brochures and information. Your listeners can also go to our website, which is alz.org, and everything you could possibly want to know about dementia is there on that site too.
Okay, so now we've talked about Alzheimer's, and you just mentioned the word dementia. And do you make any difference in that, or the way you work with people is the same?
That's a great question. A lot of people kind of get confused and think it's two different things. And the best way to really describe it is dementia is like an umbrella term. So you hear the word dementia, then there's all different types of dementias underneath it. There's Alzheimer's disease, which is the one that most people know about. There's Lewy bodies. There's over 100 different types of dementia. So it's kind of like cancer. You hear the word cancer, but there's lung cancer, breast cancer, you know, tons of different types of cancer. So the word dementia is just the umbrella term, and Alzheimer's is one of the dementias. Does that make sense?
Yes. And so as people come for support, are they also looking for a cure? Are people looking for that?
Yes, we're looking for that every single day. So right now, the Alzheimer's Association has about $235 million in funding, and that's covering over 650 projects in 39 different countries. So the Alzheimer's Association is not just working in the United States, it's worldwide. And so there's a lot of research going on right now to try to find a cure or a way to slow down the disease process. And they're getting a lot, they're getting closer, but it takes a lot of time. Mm. It takes a lot of donations, a lot of effort.
Yes. Tiffany, you mentioned we're visiting with Tiffany Starr, who is with the Alzheimer's Association and forming groups here in the area. You mentioned that you were a facilitator. Tell us a little bit about your experience. You know, how did you get to this point? What are some of the things that you've done as a facilitator?
Well, I became a facilitator because I actually worked in a memory care community in Council Bluffs, and so we started a support group there. And personally, my grandmother had dementia, so it's something that I think about all the time and worry about for myself. And working with memory folks every day and dealing and working with their families, it was important that we do start that support group. And it really gave me a lot, kind of filled my bucket back, because I knew I was able to help them in a time when they were just grasping and really needed some support. So it was a win for me, and it was a win for them, and I really enjoyed the time doing it. Unfortunately for me, COVID kind of had other thoughts in mind and kind of put a stop to my support group, but I'm excited to help the new facilitators around the local area in starting new groups and growing those.
Okay, so there will be a facilitator for each of these groups we've talked about, the one in Atlantic and the one in Harlan. You are not acting as a facilitator, but there are local folks who are doing that?
You're correct. Yeah, there are local folks, so we're always recruiting volunteers for support group facilitators as well as community educators. But in Atlantic, my support group facilitator is Tori Gibson, and she actually works at Allen Place there in town. And then in Harlan, my support group facilitator is Amy Mickelson, and she works at Hanson House Senior Living.
So both of them have certainly had a variety of experiences and I think can understand perhaps some of the questions and concerns.
Yes, and we learn techniques, how to address different behaviors and that sort of thing that we can share with our attendees as well. So, yeah, those two will be great resources for your area.
Okay. Mentioning different techniques and so on, this just reminds me that every person with Alzheimer's is going to be unique, just as we are unique in other ways.
Right.
So, yeah.
They always say if you meet one person with Alzheimer's or dementia, you've met one person with Alzheimer's or dementia.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no one way to handle somebody. You have to really know the person and be able to kind of shape whatever's happening to something that would make sense to them. So, for example, if your mother is looking for her husband and the husband has passed away 10 or 15 years ago, you would never tell your mom, you wouldn't say dad passed away, you know, 10 years ago, because that would be upsetting to her. But what you would say to her instead would be something that would make sense to her. So you know, if dad would be out in the fields right now plowing and getting ready to plant, you could say, oh, mom, dad's out in the fields getting ready. And then that would make sense mm-hmm. to her, right? Mm-hmm. And so then that would give her some comfort as opposed to giving her sadness by telling her the truth.
Okay, Tiffany, let's remind folks of the two sites and times.
Sure. Again, in Atlantic, we'll be meeting the third Tuesday of the month at 10 o'clock at the YMCA. And in Harlan, they will be meeting the fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 o'clock at the Grounds Coffee Shop.
We want to thank you very much, Tiffany Starr, for visiting with us and making us aware of these groups. Until next time, here's a thought. You can't do everything, but you can do something.